Joining me now is former Moberly Spartans basketball coach Mark Anderson, and he has announced that he has resigned at Jeff City High. He's going to become the new boys basketball coach at Boonville High School. So a couple of years with the Jays program coach, now you're headed to Boonville. What prompted the decision?
Well, I think it was a couple different things. You know, we didn't have as much success as I was hoping for, but also a lot of had to do with that I missed the smaller schools, and I missed the atmosphere like it was at Moberly, and I think Boonville is going to be a great fit. I know Chris Shikles really well. I know the other parts of the administration, and I think they've got some talent there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Obviously, at Jeff City, they're going to be splitting, and a new high school comes into play. Did that factor into the decision?
It factored a little bit into the decision in the sense that we're going to, you know, split into two schools, and you know, half our athletes will go to one school and go to the other. But a lot of it had to do with just it was a good time for me to make a move, and I've obviously been familiar with Boonville. I know a lot about it from when we played here at Moberly, and in fact, when I played against the Moes at Knob Noster too. And so, I think it's going to be a really good fit for me.
Before we close the door on Jeff City, I know when you left Moberly, you had some roots and some history with the Jeff City public schools. Do you have any regrets about going back and taking a shot at Jeff City?
No, not at all. I think if I had to do over again, I would have realized what a great spot I had at Moberly, but it was hard not to jump at that situation. You know, it was a job that I'd always wanted. It was a program that was really, you know, very dear to my heart and still is. And so now I can't say that I regretted it, but I think it's probably time for a change.
Mark Anderson, my guest. He spent 7 years, of course, with the Moberly Spartan program, now the head coach at Boonville. So what type of program? You have met as we speak. You just met with your new team. What type of team do you inherit?
Well, you know, they were 14-12 last year, and have a lot of players back. They've got some good young kids coming back, and some good young kids in the mix in the future years. I think there's some good athletes here. I think that they've got some kids that are really hungry to win. We had a great turnout at the meeting, really looking forward to get to know them and working with them.
Did you get a sense that this is going to be a big departure from what they're used to, or is the transition going to be fairly seamless?
Well, I think it'll probably be a little bit of a departure. I haven't, you know, I know Jesse a little bit, but I haven't really had a chance to sit down and talk with Coach Oswalt and know a lot about what they did. But, you know, obviously I'm kind of set in my ways, and I'm sure that I'll step in and probably ruffle a few feathers from time to time, but hopefully we'll get things rolling like we had in Moberly and have a good time.
Talking with Mark Anderson for a few more minutes. Obviously, you got to know Boonville from your time at Moberly and the North Central Missouri Conference. They are now in the Tri-County Conference. Your thoughts on competing against that competition?
It's really, really good. You know, we had a chance at Jeff City to play Blair Oaks and lost to them in overtime, and we know how good they are. Southern Boone, of course, year in and year out, is a quality program, and Andy's got it rolling there. And they'll be good. And then, of course, you've got Hallsville and Eldon, and Versailles has an All-State player back. Osage is in there, and so it's going to be a great conference, and a lot of good basketball in that conference on both the boys and the girls side.
Will you be teaching in the district?
I will. Yeah, I'll be teaching either government or American history or some combination thereof, and that's what I've been teaching for the past few years, so that should be fairly seamless.
Is the timing good to get a summer plan put together?
We're starting to talk about that. That was one of the things we mentioned with the kids, and you know, I've got a few things in mind. I wasn't formally approved by the board until last night, so it's hard to really, you know, put too much down yet. But I've got some ideas of some things that we're going to do this summer, and I'll come back at some point and talk with the kids about that and get that hammered down.
Have you thought about your next season matchup with Moberly High School and your former assistant, Court Hagedorn?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because Court actually mentioned that to me when he found out. that will be very strange, and it'll be certainly a mixed emotions there a lot. It'll be weird being in the someplace other than the home locker room there. It'll be strange to coach against Cord. You know, a lot of the players that were there when I was there aren't there anymore, so that may not be quite as big a deal. But it'll be a strange night, and one that you know, it will be kind of hard to deal with, I'm sure.
Glad to have you back in the area. Good luck at Boonville, Coach.
Thanks, Brad. I appreciate it.
Mark Anderson, the new boys basketball coach at Boonville High School, my guest.